This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McKee. Hours away from taking office, President-elect Joe Biden plans to issue several executive orders after taking the oath. More from AP's Sagar Magani.
Among other things, Biden will reverse President Trump's bid to leave the Paris Climate Accord and cancel his travel ban on visitors from several predominantly Muslim countries. He's also planned reversal of Trump immigration policies, aiming to release a sweeping bill today with a goal of giving an eight-year path to citizenship for some 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump provoked the Capitol siege on January 6th. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was a remarkable statement from the Senate Republican leader.
The mob was fed lies.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid blame on President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell's remarks came on Trump's last full day in office, and as St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri notes, in advance of a second Senate impeachment trial for Trump.
My guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hands.
The House impeached Trump last week on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump bid farewell in a video address from the White House Tuesday, saying he took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. Closing out his presidency, Mr. Trump leaves behind a polarized America where thousands are dying daily from the COVID-19 pandemic. The economy is badly damaged and political violence has surged. This is VOA News. U.S. Army National Guard and Secret Service police remain on duty in Washington with hours remaining before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in as the 46th president. Much of downtown D.C. remains a ghost town with dozens of roads blocked off and security checkpoints and armed police and troops on standby. Three self-proclaimed militia members are the first charged with conspiracy in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Federal investigators say a Virginia man, Thomas Caldwell, was the apparent leader of a plot to attack Congress and the Capitol building on the 6th of this month. The FBI details the communications between Caldwell and former Marine Donovan Kroll and Jessica Watkins, both from Ohio, all of whom claim to be members of the right-wing militia group Oath Keepers. One message refers to members of Congress as traitors. In another received by Caldwell during the insurrection, the center writing, "All members are in the tunnels under the Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas." All three face several federal charges, including conspiracy, conspiracy to hurt an officer, and violent entry. Tim McGuire, Washington.
China's highest-profile entrepreneur, e-commerce billionaire Jack Ma has appeared in a video posted online, ending a two-and-a-half-month disappearance from public view that prompted speculation about his status and his business empire's future. In the 50-second video, he congratulated teachers supported by his charitable foundation. It made no mention of his absence from public view and scrutiny of his Alibaba Group and Ant Group by regulators. The video appeared on Chinese business news and other websites. The normally press-friendly Ma was last seen in public after criticizing financial regulators in a speech at a conference in October. Days later, regulators suspended Ant's planned multi-billion-dollar stock market debut. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte squeaked through a crucial Senate confidence vote Tuesday night, allowing him to keep his wobbly coalition afloat, but failing to secure the reliable support needed from lawmakers to help him effectively govern the country with its pandemic-pummeled economy. Had he lost, he would have been required to resign. He could still opt to hand his resignation to the Italian president to try to cobble together a revamped, more solid coalition. And at least 15 people were killed and several injured Tuesday after a speeding truck ran over sleeping migrant workers in India's western Surat city, according to police. Police said that the truck driver lost balance after colliding with a sugarcane tractor, causing the vehicle to run over the sleeping workers on the pavement of the Kemet Madvi Highway. India Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his grief over the death of the workers. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.